Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. This is Will Duffy sitting in for Bob Enyard. Don't touch that dial. Hey, I know you're listening today, and I know you're listening because you heard yesterday's show, Megan's Call, and you're dying to hear the conclusion. I know you're sitting out there right now and you can't wait, so I'll hurry up so we can get to the conclusion of Megan's Call, something you're not going to want to miss. If you missed it yesterday, log on to kgov.com, download yesterday's show, listen right now to today's show. We're going to recap. We'll rewind a little bit so you can get it in context. But better yet, give us a call, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278, and order the Bob Enyart Live Televised Classics. We're talking classic TV, classic calls, a resource that's a must for you and your family. Hey, give us a call. Subscribe to the classics. Your first month is on us. If you don't like it, keep what you have. We won't send you any more, but I know you're going to love it. And here we go with the end of Megan's Call.
He throws $350 at her, says, go get an abortion. Go get cleaned out so another guy can use you next time. That's the world of the liberal in America today. And God hates that world because people are using other people, destroying one another, destroying themselves for their own selfish pleasures. And God wants us to be willing to give of our lives completely, to be loving servants, to show people that God and Jesus Christ is the only way out of the terrible mess we're in.
Okay, well, you just said yourself that God wants us to be loving servants.
Right.
Okay, so getting back to my original question, you, Bob Enyart.
Yes.
Okay, now when you come on your show and you say all these really hateful things.
I'm abhorring evil.
So
God said, don't let your love be with hypocrisy. Hate evil.
Hate evil.
Right.
Okay.
So what
you're saying is that all these things, liberal people, gay people, what have you, we're all evil, is what you're telling me.
That's absolutely true.
So I am an evil person because I am a liberal person.
You are evil. If you want to hold on, that could change.
Okay.
Have you seen the Bob Enyart Live catalog? It's got so many neat resources, like videos such as Get Out of the Matrix, when I debated a college philosophy class, and Eagle Eggs, when does an eagle become an eagle? Mount Moriah, the evidence for the resurrection, and God and the death penalty. And then there's Video Fruitcake with hilarious liberal callers. So call in and ask for the Bob Enyart Live catalog, or get it on the web at kgov.com. Of course, all these materials are listed and described on the internet, or call us at 800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. We'd love to send you a Bob Enyart Live catalog, so give us a ring.
All right, Megan. Megan?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to ask you a couple things.
Okay, go ahead.
To try to illustrate what's at stake here. Isn't it true that generally today at a university in the media, they tell us we should respect all religions?
Yes, that is true.
And that we should respect everyone?
Yes.
Do they respect fundamental Christianity?
Well, I know what you want me to say.
I just want you to tell you the truth.
I think so, yes. Oh, you don't, I think so, yes.
Okay, so the media and the universities respect fundamental Christianity.
Yes, I believe so. The university that I went to did have a couple very Christian campus groups that were campus funded.
Of course they did. I'm not asking that.
I'm just saying that it's out there.
Megan, I'm not asking if they permit it, right? It'd be a wild thing for them to forbid Christians from fellowshipping on school ground. I'm asking if they respect fundamental Christianity.
Yes.
They respect it. Do they respect fundamental Christians?
Yeah.
They do.
I think so, yes.
Okay, so the media respects, and the universities, secular universities, respect Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell and James Dobson. They respect them.
Yes.
Megan, you're in denial.
Okay.
Because they despise them. They
but
condemn.
It's still out. You have access to it. If they didn't respect it, they wouldn't permit it.
Megan, that's a ridiculous argument.
Okay.
Think what you're saying. I'm saying, do they respect it? Liberals say respect all religions, but they ridicule and condemn Christianity. Because Christianity says that homosexuality is wrong. I get ridiculed, mocked, and condemned by many of the liberals who call in here to this program mm-hmm. who say that we should not judge anyone.
Right.
Yet they all judge me. Even you, Megan.
Well, I don't judge you.
You
because
do.
As I stated before, I mean,
you
I respect all of your opinions because that's what they are, opinions.
No, Megan, you said that I'm hateful.
I said that the things that you say are hateful. I did not call you a hateful person. I said that you say some hateful things. There is a difference.
No, there isn't, Megan.
You don't think so?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
There's no difference. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If I'm hateful, if I'm encouraging people to be ugly and hateful, then what is it that's wrong with me? Is it my teeth as the air comes out of my mouth and my teeth help form the words? Is it the enamel on my teeth that has a problem? Or is it my heart and my mind? I mean, Adolf Hitler, was the hatred and evil that he promoted, was it a reflection of who he was?
Yes.
Of course. Right.
Okay.
So if I'm promoting hate and you call up and say, Bob, you're promoting hate, you are judging me.
Okay.
All right? When a sodomite is destroying his life and others around him, I am condemning him. Jesus condemned the individual, not the act. How do you separate the act from the actor? It's not possible. A rapist. Is he guilty or is it his skin that's guilty?
He's guilty.
Right.
Okay.
So, Megan, you called in here. You said that I was hateful.
Okay.
Bob, you're not a Christian. You're hateful. So you're judging me.
Okay.
Not only are you judging me, you're judging my heart, which is a really hard thing to do.
But you did the same thing with me. You just said that I was an evil person.
You are evil.
Because I'm a liberal.
Right.
So you're doing the same exact thing to me.
Right, only I'm not a hypocrite. Right? I'm not saying a fundamental part of my worldview is not that we can't judge. Not judging is foolish. It's absurd. How about Jeffrey Dahmer? Was he evil and vile?
Yes.
Okay, so we judge.
Okay.
That he's evil and vile. We have to judge. If good people did not judge, then child molesters have an advantage.
Okay.
Because good people won't judge that they're evil and need to be stopped. So your worldview that you've bought into is don't judge anyone, but as soon as someone condemns the wicked, that's the person you'll judge. You won't judge the wicked. You'll only judge those who condemn the wicked.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Right?
But here, I mean, okay, what your standards for judging what is evil are extremely different than mine. Okay, what you consider to be evil. Now, I do agree that, like, Jeffrey Dahmer and people like this that you've brought up, yes, these are Adolf Hitler, horrible, you know, evil people.
Yeah.
However, I do not agree that liberals, homosexuals, what have you, I do not believe that these are evil people.
All right, well, let's talk about liberals.
Okay, let's talk about liberals.
You have a woman is raped.
Okay.
A woman is raped, and very rarely, but it does happen, she becomes pregnant.
Okay.
So today, the liberals, when you have a criminal, liberals don't want to punish the criminal. They want to psychoanalyze them, love them, understand them, give them a better opportunity. And the baby, who's a result of the criminal, they want to kill him. Rape, incest, kill the baby. So they want to kill the baby and love the rapist. 100 years ago, most people in America would say, kill the rapist and love the baby. Today, that notion is extreme. Today, liberals say, kill the baby and love the rapist. I will purport to you, Megan, that that is a really stupid and evil concept, to kill the baby and love the rapist.
Okay, but I don't think that that, I think you're once again taking it too far to the extreme.
Why?
Because because somebody is liberal and they are pro-choice, is not, I am a pro-choice person. Now, whether me personally, Megan, could have an abortion is a completely different issue.
Who cares,
however,
Megan?
Well, no, well, of course somebody has to, you have to care.
No, God said to love your neighbor. So you could say, well, I'm not going to beat my child because I really would love my child. But if my neighbor beats his child, I really couldn't care less. That's the form of your argument. See, your heart is hardened because you don't know God. If you knew God, you'd see how evil your thoughts are. Megan, did you see the form of your argument? You were saying, well, I might not kill my child, but if my neighbor wants to kill her child, who am I to interfere?
Right.
That's called apathy.
Okay.
God says that we're to love our neighbor. And if our neighbor wants to destroy her child because she thinks she'll be better off, we need to desperately intercede for her. And tell her, don't do this, because countless millions of women's lives have been destroyed because they've been lied to and told, if you kill your child, you'll be better off. You see, we can't allow women to believe that lie and to destroy themselves and to think, oh, we're a good neighbor. That's apathy.
I don't think that that's a lie.
Well, it is a lie.
Well,
then why wouldn't you do it?
Why wouldn't I do it?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't know. I've never been faced with it.
Well, Megan, you have a little baby within you.
Okay.
And the baby is 12 weeks old, and he's sucking his thumb, right?
Well, first of all, I probably, I wouldn't wait for it to be 12 weeks.
Well, when would you do it?
That's your third month.
When would you do it?
Probably, if I were to have an abortion, probably somewhere in the first month.
Planned Parenthood doesn't do an abortion till
after... Planned Parenthood doesn't give abortions. Planned Parenthood gives... Like family counseling.
Megan, you are so deceived. Megan, I have been at Planned Parenthoods around the country. All right, I could give you the names of the abortionists who do abortions at Planned Parenthoods, and how many they do on an average day of the week, and what Planned Parenthood charges. And Planned Parenthood is the number one abortion provider in this country. They have scores of clinics where they actually do the abortions, and then they have circles of feeder clinics where they'll have one abortion mill, like in Denver, Colorado at 20th and Vine, and then they have a string of clinics around Denver where the women will go there, they'll give them a pregnancy test, sell them a $365 abortion, and send them the next day or next week to 20th and Vine to have the abortion. And Planned Parenthood does abortions from somewhere around 7 to 8 weeks through 14 weeks, 5 days. That's their scope. They used to do abortions earlier, 6 weeks, but they stopped because of all the lawsuits. Because when the baby's that little, it's hard to make sure you got the whole baby. So the mom goes home and she passes a little tiny foot. And she sees in her bathroom a little foot with 5 perfect toes, and she goes hysterical, screams into severe depression, and then her family sues Planned Parenthood. So Planned Parenthood's lawyers, their risk management team, said, we can't do abortions this young, because after the abortion, clinically, they reassemble the baby to make sure they have both arms, hands, legs, feet, head, chest, ribs, backside. And if they don't have all the pieces, then they go back in to get the rest of the baby. And when the baby's so small, that was hard to do. So their risk management team said, we can no longer do those young abortions. We have to wait till they're older. And that is policy in Planned Parenthood nationwide today.
Okay, so anyway, your point was what? Megan, you were saying to me, you're going in at 3 months...
Yeah.
Okay, and you had more
well,
to say.
I said, all right, your baby's 12 weeks old.
Okay.
Which is an average age for, we have done millions of abortions in this country, 12 weeks old and older.
Okay.
We do abortions, they're advertised in the Yellow Pages up to 25 weeks. Did you know that? In the Yellow Pages, they advertise 25-week abortions.
Okay.
Babies are born younger than 25 weeks and are perfectly, totally, completely little boys and little girls.
Okay. Okay, I understand that. So what were you trying to ask me about me personally?
Well, you go in to have an abortion.
Okay, I go in to have an abortion.
And your little baby girl is sucking her thumb.
Okay.
All right, and you go into Planned Parenthood, and you want to kill your baby because maybe she interferes with your semester at school.
Okay.
So Planned Parenthood goes in with a suction tube, and your baby, she just woke up. She was sleeping and dreaming. And we know she was dreaming because we can monitor her brain waves, which are identical to an adult's. And she begins sleeping. Her little eyeballs go into REM. Her brain goes into a brainwave alpha, beta. I'm not a dream expert, but we can see she's dreaming.
Okay.
Then she wakes up and she grabs her toes. And then she puts her finger in her mouth. And then she doesn't know that mommy's at Planned Parenthood to kill her. So she's sucking her thumb, and the doctor, like Dr. Edward Patrick O'Loughlin in Denver, Colorado at Planned Parenthood, he goes in to kill your little girl. What's he going to do? She's sucking her thumb. What happens at that point? She's sucking her thumb. You paid $365 to kill her. He's there to kill her. What's going to happen? She's sucking her thumb. What's going to happen to your little girl?
What are you saying? What's going to happen?
I want to know. What's the doctor going to do to her arm? She's sucking her thumb. What's the doctor going to do to your girl's arm?
What's going to happen is probably that the abortion will go through. The procedure will be done.
Yeah, what will happen to her arm? She's sucking her thumb. What will the abortionist do to her arm?
I think we all know what happens when an abortion is performed. I don't think we need to get into the graphic detail.
Megan, I'd like to know. I mean, science and medicine, when you have open heart surgery, four-way bypass, sometimes they show the whole procedure on TV so that we could learn.
So you already know. You know what happened.
I know
what happened. The American public knows what happened.
I'd like to know from you, your little girl, what happens to her arm when she's sucking her thumb.
The pregnancy is terminated.
No, I want to know what happens to her arm. You brought your little girl to Planned Parenthood.
Bob, we're totally off the topic.
No, well, the topic is, do you have an evil heart?
Okay.
Okay, so I want to know, your little girl, I realize you don't want to say it because you don't want to admit what's in your heart. But your little girl, you've brought her to Planned Parenthood. And because you don't love her, you don't want her.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Now,
you don't love her.
Oh, come on.
You don't love her.
Come on.
Megan, you
do
don't love...
You know how many women go through the decision? It's not an easy decision to make.
Yeah, 4,500 women a day.
Right, okay.
Right.
And it's not a decision. It's not an easy decision to make.
Yeah, killing someone usually isn't.
Exactly.
Right. 4,500 women a day decide they don't love their child. They love their own convenience more than their baby.
Did you think that maybe that the reason that they choose not to have the child is because they can't provide for the child?
Yeah, let's kill the...
14 years old.
Right. While there's 2 million people waiting, 2 million couples waiting to adopt, let's kill this little baby because...
Okay, there are 2 million couples waiting to adopt, then why are there so many children in orphanages right now?
There are no infants in orphanages. There are none. There are no infants. There's no place in Indiana where they keep all the infants. Right? There are 6-8 year waiting lists for babies. Megan, I want to know, your little girl, what's going to happen to her arm? She's sucking her thumb, and you don't love her, so you've paid to get rid of her.
Bob, I'm not going to answer that. I think that you figured that out, because I've already told you my answer, that the pregnancy is terminated.
No, I want to know what happened. She's sucking her thumb. I want to know.
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Well,
you know what happens. I know what happens. Everybody knows what happens.
Well, Megan, I'm going to wait until you tell me what happens to your little girl's arm.
Do you have a couple hours? My point of calling you, Bob, was this. And we already established that you think I have an evil heart. Fine. Are you still waiting for me to say it, Bob? Bob?
He's waiting.
I'm a very patient woman. Have I explained this yet? It's a standoff. I'm stubborn, too.
Maybe he hung up on me. I don't know. I think he might be tapping his pen. Oh, he's still there. Okay, so you want to know what happens to my daughter who's sucking her thumb, right?
Yes.
Oh, he's still there. Fabulous. I'm so glad that you're still with me.
I want to know her arm.
You want to know what happens to her arm?
Right.
Okay, well, so you want me to tell you how an abortion is performed. They remove the fetus from the womb through the use of whatever, scalpel, suction, whatever, okay? Is that what you want to hear?
Well, the baby's sucking her thumb.
Uh-huh.
I want to know what happens to the arm. There's at the end of her arm, there's a hand.
Okay.
On her hand, there's a thumb. She's sucking her thumb.
Okay.
I want to know what happens to your little girl's arm.
What do you want me to say? You want me to say that they, like, rip it off and tear it from her body and tear her from my womb? Is that what you want me to say?
I
want to
know what happens to her arm, only if what you say is true. What happens to her arm?
I'm at a loss. I have no idea what you want me to say now. I just told you what happened.
Right. Tell me again.
Tell you again.
What happens to the baby's arm? I have here, you can't
see. It's removed.
Megan,
yes.
You can't see right now, but I have a picture of an 18-week-old baby. We have, in this country, we have killed hundreds of thousands of babies 18 weeks and older. Maybe, likely over a million. And of the 40 or so million kids we've killed by abortion, hundreds of millions of kids all over the country, all over the world. And this baby is fully developed. You can see his ears, his eyes, his nostrils. He's sucking his thumb. We kill kids who are born, who if they were born, they would know their mother from the nurse. They love their mother. If you pinch their skin, they would cry. And we rip their arms out at the sockets. Excruciating pain and anguish because we don't love our kids anymore. We'd rather kill them for our own selfish motives. Now, the whole time we're talking, this baby is here. And the audience is listening to you glibly say that you just rip her arm out of the socket and throw it away. And then the baby starts crying. So then I want to know what happens next.
You know what? This isn't what I wanted to talk about.
Well, you've heard of little Rosa Ann?
What's that?
You've heard of little Rosa Ann?
No.
Her mom went for an abortion in New York.
Okay.
And the abortionist didn't quite get the job done.
Okay.
And she was born without an arm. The abortionist did manage to rip her arm off. Mm-hmm. But she survived. You think that was cruel of them to do that to her?
I think that it was cruel that they didn't complete the procedure, not only to the child, but to the mother.
You know what Rosa Ann would say to you right now?
What would Rosa Ann say to me right now?
You selfish, miserable, evil woman.
Okay.
Do you realize you're willing to go to hell for the right to kill a child?
I don't. I'm not going to hell, Bob.
Megan, you are willing to reject God, reject His Word, the Bible, reject Jesus Christ, because you will defend the right to kill an innocent child. You're willing to go to hell and to reject God over the right to kill a child, and you think that makes you a good person.
I believe in the right to choice.
You're evil.
I'm not evil.
Megan,
I am a loving person, and even after all the things that you say on this program, Bob, I still believe that you probably are altogether a good person.
Megan, you are evil.
I am not evil.
You defend the slaughter of children.
I defend the right of the humans to make choices.
How about a choice to rape a child?
Excuse me?
How about a choice to rape a child? Does a human have a choice to rape a child? Does a human have a right to choose?
That is not even the topic.
I want to know. You said I defend. Megan, you say stupid things, all right? You said I defend humans' rights to choose. We're talking about choose what? During this whole show, I'm showing little kids. Here's Anna Rosa, and here's a precious little girl, 7.5 months old she was, when an abortionist went in and ripped her arm off. And if you don't think that hurt, you're an ignorant fool. And if you think it would have been better to kill Anna Rosa, you're evil. Because she's a sweet little girl that we should be willing to sacrifice our lives for her. That's love. It's not love to say, well, they should have killed her better. That's not love, Megan. You've been deceived.
Okay. If that's what you want to, I mean, if that's what you think.
That's what I know.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to hell, Bob. I thank you very much for your concern, you know, because you think I am, but I'm not, because I lead a good life.
Oh, you lead a good life.
I lead a very good life.
Yeah.
I do not judge. Okay, well, we won't get into the whole judging thing again, because I know that you'll just shoot that down.
Well, right there you failed. Right there you failed. You say you shouldn't judge, but you do. Jesus Christ tells us, if we love our neighbor and our neighbor is headed to hell, we'll warn our neighbor. And I care about you enough to confront you, Megan. You just said a few moments ago, you're a pretty nice guy, Bob.
I said you were a good person. I never said you were nice.
There we go. Right. I'm sure you'll think that less and less. But if I cared more about I want you to like me and less about you, I wouldn't warn you. I'd just be silent. I'd just be quiet. Let you go to hell. Who cares if Megan goes to hell? Let her do what she wants to do. Let her be happy and go to hell. That's hatred, Megan.
Okay.
And there's a world of people around you going to hell. Did you know that? That's what Jesus said. Most people are going to hell. But you don't care enough to warn them.
I don't see how you can say that.
You don't even know what Jesus said. You don't even love him. You don't even care about him enough to read his book.
I do know that God said that he would be the judge. He will judge the living and the dead.
You don't even know that, Megan.
What do you mean I don't know that? My grandfather is a priest.
Megan.
Hello.
In the New Testament, God says that the Christians will judge the world and the angels, and God commits judgment into the hands of the believers. The Apostle Paul says that we Christians have the mind of Christ and we will judge all things. We will judge the angels and we will judge those of the world. God is the judge, but he's committed judgment into the hands of the saints.
So now are you saying that you are a saint? Because you are passing judgment on all these people.
The Bible says every Christian is a saint.
Every Christian is a saint.
Right. Paul writes the Bible to the saints of God. That's who the books of the Bible are addressed to.
Mm-hmm.
But you've never read them, Megan. So you don't know God. You don't know his word. I implore you to today get a Bible and read the Gospel of John in the New Testament. We're out of time.
Okay.
Thank you for your call, Megan.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. This is Bob Enyart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.
Do right, and don't you stand on